escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Jordan and I initially spoke. I think he talked to Sean and Bobby separately around the same time, all the way back in May. We had conversations about what does he want next? Does he want to play? Does he not want to play? All those things. And we connected again when we got to St. John Fisher. And so we've had a lot of dialogue, and we talked all along that this may be a very good option. He's obviously got to make sure he's in shape to play and be ready if it happens. But yes, he's excited about also pouring into the other guys, and not necessarily just the DBs, just what this defense is about. Things that we talk about, toughness and edge and just personality.
Bills GM Brandon Bean yesterday talking about Jordan Poyer back on the practice squad. We learned about that yesterday morning during the show, late in the show. Had, you know, some panic when we didn't know if it was practice squad or active roster. Practice squad is a little easier to take. I think that wouldn't any NFL GM tell you that practice squad means we're prepared for this person to play in a pinch? I mean, I think that that's true of a lot of these guys. You know, last year, Shavers and Virgil were both elevated from the practice squad. I would expect Poyer to get in games this year for the Bills. And he's, of course, I don't know if I want to drop one of the greatest Bills, but he has reached the mountaintop at his position, first team all pro.
That's
as high as you can get.
When it's all said and done of like the best players that Allen ever played with.
Poyer was on
the same team with. Is he right now in the top five?
Yeah. Last year, Hyde comes back in this role. This year, it's Poyer, and I think it's an elevated role. I think it's above what Hyde was going to do. Hyde had the injury. Could he ever play again? Would he ever play again? Poyer played last year and walks in and says hi to Keon Coleman. Sorry about that blasted wrist shot, right?
Yeah, it's just so much earlier in the season, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So much earlier.
So I don't, we reacted yesterday live, and after hearing Brandon Bean talk about it, I'm not here to argue against what he can bring from a culture, leadership standpoint. I just think that's almost impossible to argue against. It's impossible to prove really one way or the other. And you can kind of just say that about anybody that you bring in. Will he be on the field? I will expect that he will be at some point. And that might be concerning. Like if that happens and he plays a lot of games and starts, if that happens, it's something went wrong. Whether that's injuries or he becomes the break glass in case of emergency. The safety conversation to me is a lot like the defensive line conversation. The difference is we're waiting for them to get better results.
Mm-hmm.
But at defensive line, they have seven guys that might show up. And at safety, it's the same as last year. You're hoping that it's really the one guy, Bishop. And if it doesn't work for Bishop, well, here we are. If on defensive line, Okunjobi doesn't pan out, okay, I got Deion Walker. If Deion Walker doesn't pan out, okay, I got Michael Hoyton, TJ Sanders, and on and on. I've got edges. I've got Bosa. They wanted a better defensive line, better front four. There are a lot of options up there. They poured tons into it in terms of number of assets. And at safety, it was same group, Derek Forrest, and he's out and Poyer's in. So you're kind of hoping things turn for Bishop. And that's the side of it, Joe, as we'll get to your calls, 803-0550. You want to give us a call on this? Go for it. Jordan Poyer's back. That's the side of it where I would say I would do anything if I'm the Bills to make moves that I think could help Cole Bishop.
Yeah.
The season, to me, not like the season comes down to him, but it comes down to small margins, and whether that's Joey Bosa being great or Deion Walker being great or Cole Bishop locking down that job. Like, he's one of the variables. And we talked yesterday about Sean McDermott on Hard Knocks saying with Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady, and I got a couple of young guys we're going to need. And I think he means Bishop. They're going to need Bishop. So if this helps Bishop, it's a great move. Otherwise, you know, we're concerned. I think he can be good to have and also concerning.
He did make an impact in his last game with the Bills.
His last game with the Bills. He punched out the ball in the end zone and got the ball back for the offense.
He kept that game alive.
Yes.
It was a yard from being a two-score game. Yeah. In the fourth quarter, nonetheless. Like, two-score game in the fourth quarter. It's toast. He punches it out from Mecole Hardman at the 1 yard line.
Yep. To give the ball back to the Bills.
Yeah.
That is after the fake punt.
Right. He kind of saves McDermott from being, really, I think, a more polar, like more of a lightning rod that summer.
Right. If they fake a punt and go down two scores,
and that's that to everybody, that would have been the end of the game. Whereas now, as opposed to what actually happened, Poyer punches that ball out, and now it feels more like the end of the game was the Bass field goal or the 3rd and 9, and you know all that happened after.
Yeah.
But right, no one would remember anything that happened after that touchdown, except for that fake punt. If Poyer hadn't punched it out. And that's his last game with the Bills.
The Bills ran, yeah, I'm just like going back to that game. The Bills ran a fake punt on 4th and 5 at their own 30. And the Chiefs, maybe this
is DeMar Hamlin.
Yeah, to DeMar Hamlin. This is something I maybe worth mentioning. The Chiefs went 29 yards on the first play after that.
Okay, right.
It's
to get down to the 2?
Yeah.
The 3?
To get to the 2.
Yeah.
And it's a 2-yard pass, and Hardman fumbles. Courtesy of Poyer.
Right.
You know, it's
and then the Bills got another stop because they went 3 and out right after.
Yes. It's another one of those.
I don't remember that either.
It's another one of those examples where, like, you know, everyone wants to always key in on the defense. And, you know, the Chiefs in that game, they score 27 points. That's right. They got 27. But you gave the ball back to your offense at 27-24 twice. 27-24 twice. And after Poyer punched that ball out against the Chiefs in the end zone to give the ball back to the Bills at the 20-yard line, what happened? You know, the next drive? 3 and out minus 2 yards.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal. Right? I mean, the GM said I would take the ball down to Kansas City, down 3 every time.
And they did it twice in the same game.
Twice in the same game. And then last year, I mentioned when Jordan Phillips signed earlier in the week, Joe Marino had the video of this on Twitter, that the Chiefs had like 1st and goal. 1st and goal, tie football game, and Jordan Phillips gets a sack. They force a field goal. So 2 years in a row, the defense kind of did their job at the end. If their job is just getting Allen a chance.
If it's make a play.
Make a play to get your quarterback a chance to get the ball back and go win the football game. That is 3 stops in the fourth quarter on Kansas City in 2 playoff games in 2 years that gave your offense a chance to go win the game. The thing they couldn't do in 13 seconds.
Right.
They've done, and these aren't even great defenses.
Right.
They have done it 3 times at least in those last 2 playoff games that we just went through.
Yep.
I mean, one of them, I don't want to call it lucky. One of them is the Chiefs are a yard away from getting in. The other two drives are just, those are just stops.
Sometimes, I don't know if you guys out there listening do this, you go back to a game 2 years ago. I mean, we still talk about 13 seconds. All these Chiefs losses, maybe they blend together and we forget about them. But one more thing from that game 2 years ago, the game here. So Poyer, it's relevant because of Poyer, right? He makes that play. The Chiefs go up 27-24. The Bills go 4 and out, fake punt Hamlin. Down to the Bills' 1-yard line, Poyer forces the fumble. The Bills get it back. They go 3 plays minus 2 yards and punt. The Chiefs get it back and go 5 plays, 8 yards and punt. And then the Bills go before the Bass kick. And this is something I would want to discuss, and maybe we did at the time, although now that I'm thinking back to it, I remember saying after they lost that game that I hated their game plan. Their game plan was to squeeze the ball. What'd they do on the drive where Bass misses the kick?
The digs drop. There was a sure field drop, and they just slowly go down the field.
16 plays.
16 plays.
54 yards, 6:40 off the clock. Like, during that drive, granted, the digs drop is huge. It's the first play of that drive.
Yeah.
The first play is the digs drop. Then 15 plays to go 54 yards. And just, man, gonna find a way somewhere. Anyway, 803-0550. You want some instant trivia?
Yes.
Let's do instant trivia.
Definitely instant trivia.
We'll do instant trivia here off of Jordan Poyer signing with the Bills. Now, Jordan Poyer has made a first-team All-Pro.
Yep.
All-Pro-Po, as he's called sometimes. Since 2000, seven other Bills players have been named a first-team All-Pro. 2000 to today. First team all pros.
Seven other Bills. Okay. All right. Let me start with, because I think they did it in the same year, Mario Williams and Marcell Dareus.
Both are correct.
Okay. It's the best defensive line I've ever seen the Bills have in my lifetime. Okay, Tre'Davious White?
Also correct.
Since 2000?
Yep, since 2000.
Matt Milano?
Correct.
I don't think Josh has. Is that right? Allen hasn't?
He has not.
He's not been
a first-team All-Pro.
Well, that was the thing last year, right? The Lamar was first-team All-Pro, and Josh won the MVP. Okay, so if it's not him...
You have three more.
What about Jason Peters?
No.
Not with the Bills, at least.
Nope.
Okay. How about... They give first-team All-Pro for returners, right? Terrence McGee.
No, not Terrence McGee.
Okay. One more specialty guy. Did Brian Moorman ever get named first-team All-Pro?
Twice.
Twice.
He is their
He is their
most recent double first team All Pro guy.
Love it.
05 and 06, Brian Moorman. And before that, the most recent one to make a second All Pro is Bruce.
Bruce and Moorman.
I mean, there's more than
what
that.
What a club. Bruce. Oh, before that, too.
Yeah, there's Bruce, eight first team All Pros.
Eight first team All Pros.
Yeah. 87, 88, jeez. 90, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97.
That's insane. Okay, so how many left?
Two left. First-team All-Pros.
I mean, for all the running backs they had, did a running back ever do it? I don't think so. You need, like, a guy to lead the league in rushing. What about... Like, did Reuben Brown make it since 2000? Reuben Brown, that's
no.
a guess.
No. No. He made eight Pro Bowls, but never first-team All-Pro.
Okay.
Well, actually, let me see if it's never first-team
maybe
All-Pro.
Maybe it was before 2000 because he played in the 90s, too. Give me time to think
about... No, never a first-team All-Pro.
What about... Spikes?
Correct.
Takiyo Spikes.
Love that. Takiyo Spikes.
Loved Takiyo Spikes.
And you're missing only one.
One other first-team All-Pro. Is there another guy on this? Oh, Diggs.
Correct. 2020.
Of course.
Yep.
That was the only time he did it?
Yep. Once, 2020. He was second-team All-Pro. I'm sorry, no. First-team All-Pro once.
Yep.
Four Pro Bowls for Diggs.
But only the one first-team All-Pro.
Yep.
Okay.
Seven other Bills. Poyer, and that's the list. Nice job. And instant trivia.
It's not a lot.
Who's the most likely Bill to be the next... Other than Josh. Josh has got a good look at first-team All-Pro somewhere. Who is the next most likely to be a first-team All-Pro?
Dawkins or Spencer Brown?
I don't mind that
answer. Is left tackle around Dawkins getting older? Trent Williams, I'm thinking about a little bit. Like, is there a window coming for him to be... Lane Johnson also is getting old on the right side. Maybe Spencer Brown could jump in there.
Yep.
I don't know if there's another player on the roster that's even.
Benford. Maybe not this year.
I don't know that Benford is ever going to get that.
Yeah, the Christian Benford awareness campaign continues. He was,
yeah,
you know, he was not in the NFL's top 100 this year.
No.
Right? It's only Cook, Dawkins, and Allen will show up, unless Benford shows up in the top 16.
And that executives and scouts poll didn't put him in the top. No. Didn't even put him in.
They didn't name him.
Didn't name him on others receiving votes.
There were 29 corners
named. They named Taron Johnson over him.
Right.
Right.
So, didn't get named.
Yeah, I don't know how close he is to a first-team All-Pro. I don't think he's really that close at all. I don't know what he would have to do, but he's been paid now. One thing you could do is lead the league in interceptions, but that's not really him or their offense or their defense. So it's not going to happen via that. If he has a big moment in a big, big game, that could help. Like if he picked off – if they finally beat Kansas City – they finally did it in a playoff game, and he had the clinching interception. Like, that could raise his profile as much as anything. It's the – although I was going to say it's the Gilmore treatment, where Gilmore goes to New England, gets on national TV all the time, and right. Everybody realizes how good he was.
Right.
But the difference there is Benford is on national TV all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. But I guess you just don't notice him because teams don't throw at him? I don't know. I don't know what makes a corner a big-time star and get accolades. It's draft status sometimes, right?
Yeah, for
sure. You're fighting against draft status. How does Tre'Davious White get a first-team All-Pro in part? Because everyone knew he was a first-round pick. He was supposed to be good. Maybe not that good, but he was supposed to be good. You're a sixth-round pick. And again, I still think wearing number 47 hurts him. I think it's tougher for you.
There's something about it.
So I don't think he'll be the next
first-team All-Pro. Maybe it's that he's not been part of a – has he been part of a great defense?
Ooh, that too. I mean,
right? Benford's been very good to great. What's the best the Bills' defense has been under him?
I mean, they've been good.
They've been good,
relatively.
Their best years are Poyer, Hyde, Tre'Davious White, and the other guy that's not Benford. Benford right. kind of shows up. Imagine if they had Benford in the 13 seconds here, or if they have Benford across from Trey White while the other three were there. It's like they just missed that window. But if he's part of a
yeah,
number one ranked defense, you get more attention.
Definitely. That first year might be his best defense he's a part of, and he only started five games. He was hurt.
803-0550 if you want to join us. Brian Colesiel coming up in about 10 minutes on the Ryder Cup. Sal at 8 on what we learned yesterday from Bean and Poyer. And at 8:30, Cody Alexander of the Talk Ball podcast. He had some stuff to say about the safety position for the Bills, how they use Cole Bishop, how you can see a little bit of maybe their doubt in the way that they play. So we'll talk to him coming up at 8:30. For a quick moment here, we had a chance to tour the stadium yesterday.
Yeah.
The new Highmark Stadium, our thanks to the Bills for bringing us in again. John Polka took us through. And there's Yumi, Sal, and Brayton, and two Bills fans that came to our Wayland event for the 100 holes and won a chance to come through the stadium with us. So we had a crew go through, and thoughts, reviews?
So it's definitely coming along, right? Like there's a lot of stuff all around the materials and whatnot. The outside is starting to look as spaceshipy as possible for sure. Like as the exterior is going on,
you're getting
there.
A lot of the windows, a lot of the glass, lot of the exterior where the wind confusion is, like that's starting to go up. But on the inside,
I feel like every place we went to see different vantage points from where, if you're in the upper deck looking at the stadium, or you're behind the end zone, or you're in the top of the 100, wherever we went, I'm just thinking, this is a great view. Oh, this is a great view. Nowhere they've taken us. This is better than the same seat at the current stadium.
Yeah, it's hard to,
especially when you get higher. Higher. Now you feel so far away, and we had already seen that the first time we went around, but we saw it maybe even more this time, where you're up there, and you're high up, but you feel like you're right at the field.
That's the thing. If you think about heights, right, just all right, for a second, think about heights. The more – you'd be 100 feet up in the air on a hill, and you're like, oh, it's not that high. Make that a cliff, it feels a lot higher.
Yeah,
it's the same actual elevation.
Right, you've gone from a hill to a cliff.
Yeah, that's kind of what the upper deck has been. I tweeted a picture from where our seats are going to be. You and I both coincidentally got seats in the same section.
Yeah.
And one of the responses I got was, is there an oxygen mask? And I wanted to say, you don't understand. You are closer.
You're
it
so
is
much closer.
Steep, but you are closer. So you might think you're higher, but man, you are way closer. And the other thing I want to say about it is, I don't know if... I don't know if the Bills would prefer calling it the smallest big stadium you've ever seen or the biggest small stadium you've ever seen. Whatever. Maybe neither of those.
Yeah.
Because it is intimate. When I say tight, I don't mean cramped. It is vertical. You can tell how much more vertical it is.
Yeah.
The canopy also, there's another thing that's kind of a little bit of a phenomenon about the canopy. If you look up from above, a drone goes over the stadium and you look, you're like, wow, the canopy covers a lot. Mm. When you get in the stadium, you look up and think, the canopy doesn't cover as much as I thought. It covers the upper deck. If you're in the lower bowl and you're not covered by other seats, like you are in the elements, in the sun.
Yeah, there's a couple rows that, but it's not much.
Yeah, the field
of the lower deck.
The field is in the sun. The field is in the elements. Then there's just the ease of walking around it. Again, we had to dodge like everybody's working there all the time, construction, yeah, that kind of stuff. One of the things I'm really kind of blown away by is, so if I understand this correctly, they're going to have security gates.
Yeah.
And then a big gap. And then your tickets.
Right.
So there's an area. Think about when you go in the stadium now. The security checkpoint and the ticket checkpoint are, what, 6 feet apart?
Yeah.
Leading to these massive kind of bottlenecks. And now there'll be the security checkpoint to get you into the stadium bigger area where there's going to be stuff to do.
Right.
And then the ticket, it almost feels like you're walking into a dome or a field house. Glass doors.
Yeah.
That are just going to open up. And when you walk from, I sent like my father-in-law and the group that they're going to be, I sent them a picture. They're going to walk in the door and be in their seat in 17 seconds.
Because it's right there.
It's right there. Because yeah, so much of it is walking into field, walking into, I should say, yeah, like main concourse. Right now, you walk in through the gates. What do you got to do? If you're in the 100 level, what do you do? Well, you walk around the big towers and you go down to the area where, or down some stairs, mm-hmm, or down those big ramps that go back and forth through the concourse, mm-hmm, through a thing into the bowl. Now, you go through the glass door in the stadium and you walk in, you start to see the field immediately. Mm-hmm. You can see it from everywhere. There's going to be standing room all over this thing with a drink rail. The pressure to, you know, one thing we were talking about up where we sit, you've got the stairs that come up, and will people be standing on the landings and maybe in your way? And the answer is no. They'll walk down the stairs and see the game from where they are there.
Right.
Because you can see it from everywhere. So ease of access, walking around, just the sheer size of it, the number of things that they thought of, the views of the city, some of
the views of the city, and you can see all the way to Niagara Falls, yep, from that deck that they took us out
of. It's just really impressive. And there are some places there, some suites and some rooms, like, I don't know if I'll ever see those rooms, but the people that are going to go in there, like, I think you're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's just really impressive. It's impressive, and we still haven't even really seen amenities and how it works in that regard. It's just the build. So
the build, the angles, the heights, the, you know. I mean, I do think getting a sense of, like, what the canopy is going to be like for many, like, because, like, from where we were, like, where our seats are, and this is, again, like, in the 400 level, from where we're looking, you do totally feel like you're outside. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just out in the open air, like, you're looking forward, and, like, you got the whole blue sky there, and then you look directly up, and not only are you covered by the canopy, but, like, the canopy is, like, way over your head. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like you're right at the edge. Like, it is way over your heads because it's covering the 300 level too, and again, like, a little piece of the 100 level bowl below you. So it's like, you might think, like, oh, if I'm way back up there, I'm like kind of up against it, maybe I feel like I'm in a dome or something. You're gonna feel like you're outside. Yeah. You're just not going to be dealing with any of the negative part of that. Like, you're not going to have water, you know, coming at you at all, unless it's like 70 mile per hour winds, I think.
I got a lot of questions about what intel did I get on the size of the Buffaloes.
Well, we saw where they'll be.
We saw where they'll be. You can see the family circle. You can see the podium slab where the Buffaloes are going to stand.
Yep.
I'm just going to say this. This was probably always the case.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to think they're not big enough. Right? And that's probably always the case.
People want them to be 100 feet.
I mean,
I want them to be 100
feet. We did at one point say that the Buffalo should be big enough to look into the stadium. Which,
yes,
that would be large.
It would.
Maybe we asked for a lot. I can't really envision how big they're going to be yet, but we've seen the area where they're going to be. They're going to be big. If you were looking for, you know, 70-foot Buffaloes, I don't think you'll be getting those.
No, I don't think. But I don't think there'll be 70.
The good news is the stadium is going to be such a star of the show. Mm-hmm. You're going to get over it quick. Like, I just can't wait to be in there. The Jumbotrons, can't wait. Like, that's the other thing. We're in there. We're not even seeing.
Yeah,
it's not even fully wrapped on the outside. There's places where light comes in where it won't.
I think the Legends deck is going to be really cool that they have there, where like they right yep. now they have the players, the alumni come out onto the field to do the right here, right now before the game. There's going to be like a deck for that, like right where like in the stands kind of,
yeah.
but like out in its own like section, and then that'll be a standing room for people. So I think the way they're doing that too is going to be really cool.
And it really is. Like Brayton Wilson just tweeted out some video of the inside. I retweeted that if you want to go check that out. Brayton Wilson of GR and BEN. Picture in the current stadium that the suite level that's at the back of the 100s slides over top of it or right up against it, and then the entire club comes up to the same starting line, and the entire 300 level comes up to the same starting line instead of the constant kind of moving back. From the 100 to the 300 and 400 level on the sides of the stadium, it is straight up.
Mm-hmm.
You're so much closer. It's just the views are going to be incredible. So anyway, 803-0550. Brian Koziel on the Ryder Cup when we return. Sal at 8 on Jordan Poyer coming back to the practice squad.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
All coming up here on WGR.
Well, I did know in the back of my mind that I just wanted to be the captain. But again, I was going to do what I thought was best for the team. So I really, truly felt this whole time that I needed to be the captain from the very start. And, you know, my vice captains knew that. A lot of the players knew that. And then, you know, after Hartford, I sort of had to back off that a little bit and be more open to the idea of playing. Still with the idea that I really just wanted to be the captain. I really want to leave this process knowing I did everything I could as a captain. And I was worried if I played, I might not be able to do that.
Keegan Bradley makes his captain's picks for the Ryder Cup. We'll spend some time on that with Brian Koziel. Golf's team event, U.S. versus Europe, coming up at the end of next month. And Brian Koziel, host of Tee to Green, and other things, of course, joins us on the Westar Hotline. Brian, good morning.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Any surprises here? I mean, I guess the biggest question is whether or not Bradley should have chosen himself. So I guess let's start there. Personal choice here. You kind of can't get after him because it was up to him. I don't know if anybody would have been mad. He's deserving, right? So what do you make of the decision from Bradley?
Yeah, I think the surprise or the question coming in on these picks was Bradley going to pick himself or not? And ultimately, you hear him explain it. You heard a little bit there in that soundbite that, you know, you can understand maybe why he didn't. I'm sure, too, the pressure to perform is always there in a Ryder Cup. But now if you pick yourself, like, if you don't perform, like, it's, you know, it's going to look like, oh, my goodness, this is the reason we lost. Yeah, I think for him, I mean, geez, what a year. All the duties, all the pressure, you're watching players all year long, guys that you're friends with that you may have to tell them no. We know, you know, the Netflix call from or the Netflix show with Zach Johnson calling Keegan Bradley 2 years ago, which when he was probably deserving to be a captain's pick and wasn't, and then maybe the PGA of America reacted and said, oh, well, we'll make Keegan captain for the next one to kind of, you know, patch things up a little. I mean, what a kind of different setup for him, where 2 years ago he's in tears on this show. We're seeing the reaction, him and his wife, for not making the team. Now he's in charge of making the decisions, could ultimately pick himself. He had to make those phone calls, the good ones, the bad ones. In the end, I think it's very easy to argue that after Scottie Scheffler, Keegan Bradley is playing as good as any American golfer is right now. So is the team weaker on paper because he's not playing? I guess I think I can say yes to that. Do I understand the decision of why he didn't pick himself? I also understood that too. So, you know, in the end, maybe we say, well, would it be stronger if Bradley was playing? I guess I could say yes, but I totally understand why he didn't.
Was there one person that he picked as a captain's pick that would have been obvious that he is better than for this tournament? Or were they all close enough to where that's where he kind of gets away with it?
Yeah, I think you're right with that, Joe. Like, there's not one person there that you're like, oh my goodness, like, there's no way he should be on this team over Bradley. Like, I think there's an argument to be made for all six of the guys that he took. You know, and I guess I could make an argument for stepping one of them aside too. Like, you know, they say, well, Sam Burns, one of the best putters in the world. You want to have guys that make putts in the Ryder Cup. It seems like, you know, if you're a U.S. fan, you know, Europe just continues to make putts in these events, and the U.S. doesn't. So you want a great putter. He also plays well with Scottie Scheffler. But Burns has had an up-and-down year. He had a really good chance at the U.S. Open, but it's kind of been hot and cold throughout. You know, Patrick Cantlay, he hasn't had a really good season. He's come on late, you know, over the last few weeks playing better. Some guys struggle playing with him because, you know, if you've watched golf over the playoffs these last 3 weeks, he plays at a snail's pace. He takes forever. Some guys don't like that. So, you know, there's that layer to it. I think the other guys, Morikawa, to me, I don't know if he, even on paper over the last 4 months, has played well enough to be on this team, but he's a name. He was seventh in points over the last 2 years of points accumulation. I guess you could say it's deserving. Two-time major winner. He's played in these big-time events before. So, again, you know, I can kind of spin an argument for all of them. So to answer your question, I don't think there's one guy on this list of six that he took that I think I could say clear cut, like, they should be off and Bradley should definitely be in.
We got to have Bradley run the analytics on which European player is most affected by delay of play.
Oh, is Hatton going to be playing for Europe?
Get somebody that's going to get mad.
That dude will lose his mind against
Cantlay.
You got
to find a way.
Yeah.
Brian, to that point, one of the biggest things, like you said, like, you know, you could pick your players. One of the bigger narratives, and maybe it's true, maybe you subscribe to it in the golf world, is that the European team does a heck of a lot better job at actually being a team. So can Bradley change that narrative about the U.S., and do they have the guys to do it?
Yeah, he talked about that yesterday, and he said that that was a piece of it, and he feels like that they have that dynamic in the room. He says there's a lot of players in here that are very, very tight, that like their families have gotten to know each other stronger, kind of be that mentality. It is weird. Like, you'd think it would be the other way around. Like, everybody on the U.S. team is from the same country, and everybody from Europe, like, you know, you've got it all spread out. Some are from, you got, you know, Sweden, you've got England, you've got Scotland, you know, you've got Ireland, like it's Spain, like it, you wouldn't think maybe that would be the tougher gel spot for, but Europe always seems to kind of have that team bonding mentality that seems to help them in this competition. I think, you know, for a long time too, during, you know, maybe the last 10, 15 years, you had Tiger on the team, you had Mickelson on the team. These are very polarizing, like, individuals. And sometimes it was tough to figure out, like, who's best to play with them. And then if you're a player that's playing with Tiger, like, there's also that, like, eternal pressure. And Woods, incredibly, for his every single record that he has in golf, didn't have the greatest record in Ryder Cups. He had a good singles record, but that was him on his own. When he was playing with partners, that didn't seem to go well. Yeah, that dynamic of that kind of team aspect, Europe has definitely done a better job with. But Bradley seems to think, like, with what his strengths are as a captain, which is kind of the rallying cry, you know, the emotional leader, bringing the passion to the event, which, you know, Bradley will bring. I think he hopes that, like, at the very least, they can get it to the level that Europe normally does.
So it's in the U.S., it's at Bethpage Black. The U.S. has the best player in the world in Scottie Scheffler on their team, Brian. So should they be favored?
You know what?
And also, we don't have Team Europe, right, yet? So, like, maybe it's too early to ask
correct.
That.
Yeah. I think when you look at Europe, I think they're the deeper team. I mean, they're automatic six that's already in. It's McIlroy, it's McIntyre, it's Fleetwood, it's Rose, Rasmus Højgaard, and Tyrrell Hatton. Like, those six are in. And then they're going to do their captain's picks next week. But Lowry is seven. Straka, who's won twice, is eight. Oberg, who's got a ton of talent, he's nine. You know, then from there, you have Hovland and Fitzpatrick. Now, Matt Wallace is 12, but I think a lot of people are thinking that John Rahm is going to go in there and be a pick there that kind of slides in. But, you know, if you throw Rahm in there with all those other names, I think Europe is deeper. I am surprised the U.S. is favored, but it's probably the home course, it's Bethpage, and it's still the fact that they have the clear-cut best player. You know, unless Scheffler physically demands not to play in all sessions, I mean, it would be, you have to slam dunk. He's going to play in every single session, so that's going to give them an advantage in any time he's playing. I was checking the lines. I was talking with Mike Schoep about this yesterday. The U.S. entering the day yesterday was minus 125. After the picks yesterday, some books had it up to minus 140 for the U.S. Now, next week when the Europe team's announced and everybody starts to talk about them, maybe it'll get pushed back to kind of settle back into where it was. But winning on the opposition's turf, I guess you'd say, as the road team, it's only happened twice in the last 10 Ryder Cups. It's very, very tough to do. Rory McIlroy had even said, like, hey, that's what we need to do. We need to kind of buck the trend and win at Bethpage. That seemingly is getting harder and harder every year. The course setup, the home squad gets to set up the course. And Bradley talked about this yesterday. He said they're going to do a huge deep dive on analytics with their 12 guys, what they do well, what they don't do well, and set up the course to do that. In general, I would say when the U.S. sets up the course, they like to make it a little bit more forgiving. They usually are the team that has the bombers. You know, you've got DeChambeau and guys like that. And usually Europe likes to make it tighter and more penalizing and more of an accuracy kind of thing when they do their setup, which the Americans sometimes really get in trouble with. So he had said that probably they will follow similar suit. Bethpage Black is super tough. They can make it, you know, the toughest course if they want to. I just don't know if ultimately that'll benefit the U.S. team in the end.
Thanks, Brian. We're looking forward to it. A month from today will be the Sunday final round. So, you know, drama. Good stuff. Thanks, Brian.
Yes. Okay, you got it. We'll have more Saturday. We're at Gulf Dojo on Niagara Falls Boulevard Saturday, 7 to 8 on Tee to Green.
Very good.
Perfect.
Tell Jeff we said hi. Tell Jeff and Kevin we said hi.
I will.
Thanks, Brian. Brian Koziel of Tee to Green. One thing I wonder, will it be rowdy or did they price out rowdy fans?
It's so expensive.
It's unbelievably expensive.
Like, last year we were there. I played it last year and they were like selling tickets and maybe it was even like an opportunity to do it before they went on sale to the public if you were there. And even that was like, We're all looking at each other. We can't possibly drop $1,000 to go to this tournament.
Sal at 8 o'clock. When we get back, Jim, if you can hang on, he's got a question about the stadium. Would love to answer any questions you have about the stadium. We walked through it, and I like to kind of, you know, give any sort of answers we can. So, if Jim, if you can stick with us, we'll get to that that question and answer. And Sal at 8 on WGR. Hey, coming up on Saturday, there's an event you can go to for dogs, pets. Yeah. Join Buffalo's Khalil Shakir in Northtown Toyota for the Shakir Family Pet Adoption Event Saturday, 11 to 3 at Northtown Toyota, 1135 Millersport Highway in Amherst. Meet lovable pets ready for adoption from local rescues, grab bites from food trucks, shop local vendors, enjoy giveaways, raffles, and live entertainment, all for a great cause. Benefiting Nickel City Canine Rescue, Awesome Paws Rescue, and Buddy's Second Chance. Saturday, 11 to 3. Jim in Williamsville on through the break. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I enjoy listening to you and learning from you. And admittedly, I got a little excited when it came my turn to get my my PSLs and whatnot at the new stadium. And I forgot to sort of check out how many actual rows there are.
Yeah.
As an example, I'm in section 428, row Josh Allen.
17.
Right?
Okay.
Jim Kelly. Right. But I forgot to look behind, and I'm just wondering during your tour. And I know they're a little bit different, but how many total rows? I'm trying to gauge if I'm halfway up, if I'm all the way up, like that.
So the 400 level. I'm going to ask this question to the Bills. The two sides of the stadium are a little different because the press box side of the 400 level, I don't have the exact number on this. I'll get that for you. But I would say there are three times as many on the other side. Is it 15 rows on the press box side and 32 on the non-press box?
Yeah,
one side of the stadium has a giant, you know,
structure
where everything's up there for the media, the press, the radio booth, the teams, the coordinators.
There's a couple suites up
there. That's on one side of the stadium at the very top.
Yeah.
On the other side, it's rows of seats all the way to the top.
Right.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
So if you are on the side that's on the non-press box side and you're in row 17, my guess is you might be halfway. But I'll try to get those numbers for you and let you know.
But there is a difference from one side to the other.
Josh, pick up Jim's, ask him for his phone number, because I want to make sure he hears the answer to this question when we get it for him. Yeah. We could say it on the air, but if he's not listening, you know, he wants to know.
Right.
Your ticket rep might also be able to tell you that if you want to call and ask that question. All right. Thanks, Jim, for the phone call. It's definitely a big difference. Like on television, where the cameras are, I like to call this right side up. Like the logo is going to be right side up. When you're looking out at the full stadium from the right side up side, it'll look massive across the way. Whereas on the visitor side, you're going to see, you know, press box taking up a good, it might be only be 10 rows, might be 15 rows.
Yeah. One other thing I do want to mention very quickly, because some seats, like we went through this process where some seats can look like they have the stairwells, like in your field of view, and I really did not notice that when we were looking yesterday as something that would bother me. And also, they told us about like they're looking at like glass panes as the stairwells, so that even if there is a little bit of a stairwell like in your field of view, that it'll be clear and you can just look through it like it's hockey boards.
Yeah.
Basically,
when I was going through the process, I expressed concern like, "Hey, is that going to be in my way?" And standing in the spot, it's not as
No.
in the ways you think.
And if it's glass, like, again, it'll be like, I feel like it's a little piece of it might be like you're looking through the glass at, like, you know, row three to Sabre game.
Yep. Chudley writes in on the chat, escalators, one, stairs, top level. Yes. I mean, to go all the way to the press box, you're going elevators. But to go to the main concourse, there's some stairs. But, again, you enter at the top of the main concourse.
Right.
Like where you're walking down to seats again. All right. 803-0550. Sal Capaccio, when we get back. Brandon Bean spoke yesterday about Tre'Davious White. Jordan Poyer will chop it up with Sal. And at 8:30, Cody Alexander, the Talk Ball podcast. I want to talk to him about Cole Bishop, the safeties, this McDermott defense, how it evolves, the film guy for the Talk Ball podcast. We'll get to that at 8:30. Don't miss that here on WGR.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.